Oh, that's right. We're rocking this afternoon. We got the bows and the arrows here. And I tell you what, we're going to be having a good time here talking about a big event that is coming here to Greenwood this weekend, March 22nd and 23rd. It is the Reinhardt 100 Tournament. And Reinhardt, you got to hear what they bring when they come. But I am here today with Harrison Forrester, and he is part of the Lakelands Archery Group, the Lakelands Group, the archery facility right out here. You may have seen small signs out there as you drive out on the 72 headed towards the lake. And he's here to tell you, this is a big event. So if you're into archery, or even if you're not, you're going to want to bring the family out and check this all out. So Harrison, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Glad to be here with you.
Well, it's good to have you here this afternoon. I know that when you told me what was going on out there, I just got excited and said, we got to make sure everybody knows about this. And I think you were kind of blown away when I said we could have you on the radio and we'd put the ads on there and I'd talk about it, weren't you?
Absolutely. But right now, I think I'm ready to go and looking forward to it. As I say, this is the highlight of my week.
Well, it's going to be a big event, and of course, Harrison, you're not originally from Greenwood, although you are from South Carolina and not very far away. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. Spent most of my, I guess, early years up to around after college in Greenville, and then after that, the job market kind of took me away, and I kind of migrated south a little bit and ended up in Greenwood.
Yeah. You know, you were telling me about when you got out of school, you ended up with a job at Milliken, back when Roger Milliken was big in it, and when he walked in a room, everybody took notice. That had to be some great training, Harrison.
Absolutely. They put you through a six-week program, kind of honed you the way they wanted you to get your skills developed, and then they pretty much turned it over to you and asked you to go out and take care of things. And I enjoyed it, and it was a great learning experience.
Well, you know, that's right. And I think that's one of the neat things about, shall we say, the old days, where they did want to mold you in what they wanted you to do. But they expected a lot of you, didn't they?
Absolutely. It was a lot of hours. A lot of times you had problems that you really didn't have solutions for. And it was up to you to resolve those and be creative. And be honest with you, it did. It helps you out as far as things that you're going to encounter in the future.
And then you decided to leave Milliken, and I understood you took a year. I was going to say a week. You took a year off.
I don't know
who gets to take a year off,
I
Harrison, but
I
you took a year off, and just what did you do?
Well, I basically did things that I enjoyed. I pretty much went to the outdoor arena and enjoyed the things that basically ran my motor when I was away from work, and that was pretty much anything associated with the outdoors, primarily at that time bird hunting. I had a lot of dogs, had some great property to hunt, and was very fortunate in that respect, and I did that for pretty much the rest of the year, and then I started concentrating on employment.
You are a lucky guy, I tell
I
you
am.
What, you
I
know
am.
What, and
I
not
am.
Many people get to take a whole year and just do these things, but you said you were pretty much into quail hunting and went down on the coast.
Well, we did. I had a place actually down around the town of St. Paul, which is not too far from the town of Santee. It's a very small community, but I was fortunate enough to have a friend that had some affiliation with the Springs Mills family and the Springs Mills organization, and they had a 4,000-acre farm, and we were, you know, basically invited down there just about every weekend if we wanted to go. So we took advantage of that, and when you have a great facility, you can also create some good dog work and that sort of thing, and we had a great time. It was a wonderful time. Did that for about 16 years.
Gosh, that's pretty good. Of course, you did go back to work.
Oh, yeah, I did. Only on the weekends.
Only on the weekends could you be off. But
that's
yeah,
right,
you
right.
ended up in Greenwood.
I did.
And how did you end up in Greenwood?
Well, I actually came down and applied for a job with Westinghouse in 79. And went through the interview system and processed.
That's when they were just coming here, right?
That's correct. They moved here from Pittsburgh. East Pittsburgh is what they always said. And I interviewed with, five or six people that were in their organization, starting with Lee Foltz, and he was a wonderful man. But anyway, through that process, I was fortunate enough to be awarded an opportunity to go to work for them, and it was a great place to start out in. We basically got in at the ground level, and as I say, I worked there for about 18 years, and then I decided I wanted to go try and do a few other things in the work arena. So I tried those, but none of them really turned out as the way you wish they would, due to certainly some faults of my own, but the economy was also an impact on that.
Sure. I like how you say you were awarded a job.
I certainly was. I was glad to get it, very fortunate to get it, and excited. So, you know, I think, one, it was a great organization. I still enjoy seeing all the people that I worked with there. There were some quality folks. I am right now still affiliated somewhat with the Eaton facility on 221 because I work with Micro Machine, which is owned by Jack Gatto, and I get to go over there occasionally and either pick up some equipment or parts or deliver some things that we have made on their behalf, and so I get to revisit some of the people that I actually worked with.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, you said when you got that job that you were telling me you finally, after you got the job and everything, you asked them how much you were going to make.
Oh, I did, and it was kind of shocking because comparatively with Millikan, when they told me how much I was making, I thought that was per year, and it ended up being per month. So it was, as you can imagine, it was a substantial increase in my salary and my yearly take-home pay, and I was very fortunate.
Absolutely. I like that, yes. That was for the year, right? No, for the month! Okay.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
I think you might be overpaying me. I'm not sure.
Right. But anyways, we are here with Harrison Forrester. I know a lot of you know him. And, of course, your daughter. Your daughter is a big shag competitor. In fact, you told me she goes all over the country shagging.
Yes, ma'am, she does. Her name is Chase Forrester, and Chase has done some pretty amazing things throughout her career. She enjoys the competitive dancing, and she's gone to New York, Anaheim, California, Tampa, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and then some smaller cities around like Myrtle Beach. But all of that started in Myrtle Beach, and because of her skills and commitment, she has been awarded the National Shag Competition Dancer in her division, which is 15 to 21 years of age, which is the junior bracket is what they call it. And she has a partner that goes to Clemson, and they've been dancing together for about 8 years.
Right, and she had some big roles at the theater, too.
She does. She enjoys that, and she goes down. I think she's been in, had four lead roles, and I think Hairspray is one of them, Grease, Legally Blonde, and High School Musical. Those are the four that she's participated in over the last 4 or 5 years, and that excites her. And then this year she's a senior at Emerald High School, and she's had, you know, some accolades there. She's done real well in school, and she plans to attend Clemson University.
Well, how about that? That's pretty impressive. That has to make you feel good.
It does. I like her being close to home, too.
Well, that's
wonderful.
True. Except who had to pay for all these trips?
Ooh, I think her mom and I pretty much picked a tab up on that.
I thought
that's
so.
Right. We did.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this Reinhardt 100 that is coming to town. Do you like archery? Well, you're going to want to hear more about this. If you don't know much about archery, this is going to be an excellent opportunity to find out more about it. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I want to talk a little, some more about what is happening this weekend. That's March 22nd and 23rd. You know, that's pretty neat. It is the first weekend of spring. And the weather is supposed to be good, Harrison. At this moment, the weather is supposed to be clearing and supposed to be a great weekend. Isn't it supposed to be in the 70s?
And, absolutely. And we've been wishing and hoping for this one. Thank goodness it's going to come through.
And what exactly is happening? Now, Reinhardt does these big digital targets, and they're going to be African animals and dinosaurs and all this kind of stuff, aren't they?
That's correct. Reinhardt is a 3D target manufacturer from Wisconsin, and they will be here actually come in on Wednesday afternoon, and they will bring a collection of targets that range from African game, which will be giraffes, elephants, kudu, etc. They'll have some traditional game, which are bears, deer, turkeys, hogs, that type of thing, and then they will have one of their specialty items, which is dinosaurs. So they will have all types of different targets. There'll even be a mosquito that's as big as a 10-year-old. So what I'm getting at is you're going to see things that you're not accustomed to seeing, and it will be great for the spectators as well as the participants. I think it's going to be a great family opportunity for everybody to get together, regardless of whether you are a shooter or just a tire kicker or a looker, mm-hmm. and we'd be glad to have either one. So anyway, I think we can expect a crowd from North Carolina, Georgia, and South Carolina to participate, and we're looking for great things, and we'd like to do this annually. So sure. that's our goal.
Now, how did you get them to come to Greenwood?
Well, we actually had to make an application, and one of the things that was, I guess, we were very fortunate in is that Greg Hughes goes to a lot of these big shows.
At Hunter's headquarters.
And
right.
Greg is in charge of the archery and fishing departments at Hunter's headquarters. And he has affiliation with a lot of the folks in this industry. And when he went to one of those shows, he was able to catch up with the person that represented Reinhardt. Mm-hmm. We kicked it around a little bit, told him about our facility, and basically made application. And there are 17 or 18 states that this event will take place in this year, and they were really excited about South Carolina being on their route.
Now, is this the only place in South Carolina that this is going to be?
Absolutely. They've already had one event this year, and it was in Florida in February on the 15th and 16th.
Okay.
And then they load up all their targets on a big 53-foot tractor-trailer truck, and they will bring that in on Wednesday afternoon to our facility, and then they'll have the tournament here in South Carolina on the 22nd and 23rd. Then they go to Kansas, Texas.
Wait a minute. They go from South Carolina to Kansas?
Absolutely. That's their next stop. They go to Kansas next, and then they'll go to Texas after that, back to Missouri, then to Virginia. But there's a schedule that you can look at online, and it will tell you all the states that they will actually have this represented in this year. And as I say, we hope to do a job that will dazzle them and all the participants.
Sure.
And then we hope to have it again next year and thereafter. So that's our goal, and I think we can pull this off. We've got a great facility.
How many acres is that facility, and where exactly is it?
Well, it's located out on 221 and 72 going toward the lake. And if everybody's familiar with the Civic Center, it's about two-thirds of a mile east or going toward the lake past the Civic Center on the left. There's a stone house with a pond, and the acreage, again, is around 250 acres. And there's Douglas Benjamin, or the Douglas Benjamin family, are the people who own the property. And we've got, you know, a lot of participants around there that are interested and willing to help us as far as providing parking spaces, and we've also got some food service lined up to be there, which ought to be real good. That way we'll have a different menu at each range. We'll have actually two ranges, and each range will consist of 50 targets, and we'll have some barbecue on the front side, and we'll have the Greenwood Sandwich Company on the back side. And we're excited about them being there, and I think that can take care of all the participants and their food needs.
Now, as far as going to this, is there a charge to come in and watch?
Absolutely not. It's open to the public, and we certainly invite that. And I think it would be, as I say, even if you're not participating, I think you'll get a lot of enjoyment just out of the targets that are going to be there.
Sure.
They're targets that I'm excited about seeing. I've never seen before. I will share this with you on some of the unusual targets, like the elephant and the giraffe. And there's also, from my understanding, a real big polar bear. You actually have to use a ladder to go up and pull your arrows out because the targets are that size. You can't reach them from the ground.
Unless you shoot low.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Unless you hit the stump. It's right that's beside right. it. That's right.
Now, are they, do they make any noise or anything when they hit, if you hit the target, or is it all quiet?
No, it's all pretty much quiet. You know, there will be probably three shooting stations that will be associated with each target. And when I say shooting station, it means just a stake, and that stake will basically dictate how far you are from the target. In other words, if you're a beginner or a youth or a younger person, then naturally you want to make it where it's fun and enjoyable and also doable.
Right.
So we will have a stake that will be set up for those individuals, mm-hmm. and then there'll be a stake that's a little more challenging, and then there'll be one that's pretty much for the folks that really think they know what they're doing, you know, wow. that kind of thing. So, you know, there'll be a, you kind of bite off what you want to chew on the degree of difficulty, mm-hmm. and so what that does is it gives everybody an opportunity to enjoy the shoot in the mode that they'd like to enjoy it in, whether it be challenging or a little softer, and we can provide that.
Sure. Now, you have 50 targets at each one. I would think probably 50 targets in one day would be about as much as one could handle.
You're absolutely right. It's physically and mentally, it's about all you could handle, especially if you're in it on the competitive side. Mm-hmm. Now, the recreational part, it's not quite as hard on you on the mental side, but the folks that are trying to have big scores, they're going to, you know, 50 targets is a lot of targets in one day. So I would assume that most people will try to break this out where they do 50 on Saturday and then revisit us on Sunday for the other range, and they'll go back and enjoy that range as well. And each range will have, again, targets associated to the African game on one side, and then more of the traditional, and then there'll probably be some dinosaurs mixed in on both sides.
I was going to ask you, Harrison, where do dinosaurs fit in, traditional or African?
I don't have a good answer for you, Ann.
All right.
But it is a specialty of Reinhardt. That's one of the things that I think really set them apart from some of the other manufacturers, is that they created something that nobody else had, which was a dinosaur.
Well, you know, and when you're in business, you got to have something that nobody else has.
That's
hey,
correct.
I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Harrison Forrester this afternoon. We are talking about the Reinhardt 100 that'll be here this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Opens at 7:30 in the morning, folks. Hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. How you doing this afternoon? I'm right here with Harrison Forrester. It is nice to see the sun coming out, Harrison.
Absolutely. We have been praying, and thank goodness, I think our prayers have been answered. I think we're going to have a great weekend, good weather, and it ought to be a great environment for folks to come out and enjoy the Reinhardt 100 shoot.
Now, if they come in on Wednesday afternoon, I guess it takes them a couple of days just to get this all set up.
Yes, ma'am, it does. We've got some arrangements with Reinhardt. They'll come in Wednesday afternoon. It'll all be on a large 53-foot trailer, and we'll unload that. Our volunteers will take that responsibility on, and we will distribute those targets from the delivery point out to our range, actually carry them down, stake them out, and have them up and ready for our shoot on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. Now, what are these Reinhardt 100 targets? What are they made of?
Well, you know, it's pretty much made from some type of petroleum base.
Uh-huh.
And beyond that, you've got me.
I just wonder because it's got to go in, and then you got to be able to pull it out.
And that's one of the things that Reinhardt is so well known for, is they have come up with a combination of chemistry and developmental skills that when you go up and pull a arrow out of their target, it's extremely easy. Where some of the competitors, their removal is much more difficult. Sometimes it takes you and me to pull that arrow out in certain manufacturers' targets. So that's one of the things that Reinhardt has perfected. And the other thing is you would think, well, gee, if it's that soft, then how durable is it? Well, that's where they also are a leader in the industry. So their targets are a little more upper level as far as expense goes, but you get what you pay for. And it's just like anything else. It gives you good shelf life. It gives you good performance and good results, and people enjoy them a lot better.
Now, from the competition side of this, you are going to have people coming from all over to compete. Now, what type of a competition? What happens in the competition? For those of us that are not archery people, what happens in the competition? You have different levels, I presume?
We do have different levels. And as I say, it can range from cubs, which is certainly a younger person. It goes into the youth category and then young adult. And then it goes into, once you get to the 18 age group, it all becomes adults. There can be some senior competition, but again, I'm not sure if Reinhardt recognizes that in this particular competition. It may be that if you're over 18, you come as you are and shoot what you have and let it fall where it falls. So to answer your question, there will be competitive classes for each age group, and you can decide whether you want to actually turn your score in for that to be considered, or you just want to come out and be a recreational shooter and go home with your card and save it for posterity.
Now, there's going to be a lot of prizes, though, right, for those
ma'am.
Are competing. How do you have to pay to be a competitor?
Well,
does that work?
The one great thing about this event is it's extremely economical, in my opinion.
Okay.
If you are under the age of 18, you can come out and actually shoot 100 targets for $20. That's 20 cents a piece.
Wow.
That's like almost shooting for free. If you compared it to what we charge at one of our events, it's a real bargain, because we normally charge $15 for 25 targets. So you can kind of make that comparison and see how much of a savings it is, especially for if you're 17 and under. The adult class is a little more expensive, but it's still a bargain. If you're 18 or over, for 50 targets, it's $35. And for 100 targets, it's $50. If you're a couple, both of you can shoot 100 targets for $65. So there's lots of incentives that can work for you when you're coming in to participate. And you also, by the way, can pre-register. So if you go,
how do you pre-register?
Well, the way to approach that, and you only have about 48 hours left, or no, not even that. You've got till tomorrow at 8 p.m. to pre-register. I know there's a lot of folks that already have done that, but to pre-register, you can Google or go online and look up r100.org, and that will give you all the information you need to do for your pre-registration. And again, that will save you time and energy when you get there. You'll already be ready to go. Your check-in will be a lot less time consuming and that sort of thing. So it's just a convenience, and we do try to encourage that. However, some people may not know what their schedule will be until the last minute. So for those who don't, come on out and we'll set you up and get you on the range.
Now, when does the money that is being paid for this, does that go towards the prizes? Because I know you said there's a fabulous prizes that will be given out. Are those given out by Reinhardt?
They are. They have been, I think, accumulated through all the sponsorships that support Reinhardt for this event. And again, that website that I shared with you will show who all those sponsors are. And Elite Archery, who is a bow manufacturer, is one of the main contributors to the prizes that will be given out to all the participants who were fortunate enough to win something. There'll be drawings, etc. But there are also many other manufacturers that are on that sponsorship list, and they are numerous. There must be 15, 20 or more on that list. So please check that out. The prize money, I think, will approach somewhere around $6,000.
Wow.
As far as the prizes that will be given out cumulative for the weekend. There will be also novelty shoots, and these novelty shoots will take place on Saturday afternoon as well as Sunday afternoon. And then there'll be kind of a grand finale, and the representative for Reinhardt will give out the awards, et cetera. So it ought to be a pretty exciting two-day event.
Now, will all the awards be given out on Sunday, or will they do some on Saturday too?
I think they will be given on both days.
Both days.
And I think they will have some on Saturday afternoon. And for those people who possibly are fortunate enough to win something on Saturday afternoon, if they're not there, they can come back on Sunday and be awarded that prize on Sunday if you're willing to come back and visit the site again and let them know who you are and what prizes you are fortunate enough to have won. So,
all right. Well, now, again, we've had a lot of calls coming in this afternoon, Harrison. People want to know where it is. Now, you don't have big billboard signs that say, here is Lakeland's Archery. So you could have driven by it 100 times and missed it, because I've seen it, and then sometimes I miss it driving by. So let's tell people again where it is.
Absolutely. We're located on 72 and 221 East, as like if you were going toward Lake Greenwood, out of this town of Greenwood. And if you'll go, if you're familiar with the Civic Center, if you would use the Civic Center as a landmark, our facility would be located about two-thirds of a mile east of the Civic Center, going toward Lake Greenwood, on
it's
the left.
That last light where it's Brickyard, isn't it Brickyard? What's the name of the road? Is it Brickyard?
Well, I know there's a Daewoo and a United Rental.
And if you're going to UPS, that's the road that you go right up there to UPS. If
that's
you just
right.
Look over on the left, you'll see it.
Absolutely. It's just past the last red light as you're going out of Greenwood, out near Daewoo and the United Rental Agency. And if you go through that red light and go about 200 yards, we're actually on the left. There's a stone house with a pond behind it. And we will have signage up that represents the Lakeland's Archery Group. There will also be some signs along the roadside that are about 15 feet in the air that have Reinhardt written on them, and they will be black. And if it's kind of a little bit of a windy day, you'll see them standing out
flittering.
And flittering and getting your attention. So, and you'll see cars, et cetera, parked there. But, we're easily found. Don't go to Coronaca. If you've gone to Coronaca, you got to turn around and come back. We're between the last red light and the Burton Center. That's where we are.
And that's a big piece of property, 250 acres.
Yes, ma'am. It's 250 acres. We've got two ranges. Each range will consist of 50 targets, and we'll have, again, food service and all the amenities associated with it. So it's going to be a great event, and we look forward to seeing everyone that likes to participate.
Absolutely. Hey, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because. We know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right, 4:50 in the afternoon. Are you ready to go on an African safari? Are you ready to go out in the woods? You know, one of the things that we haven't concentrated very much on, though, Harrison, is how Lakeland's archery came to be. And, you know, there's been such a renewal in archery. And actually, I wanted to ask you, how did you get interested in archery, being a quail hunter and everything? How did you get interested in it?
Well, it was just through attrition. And
attrition?
That's right, pretty much. Attrition on the quail. They started disappearing. And I am really extremely interested in the outdoors and avid for just doing stuff outdoors. So with that being said, I got interested in whitetail deer hunting and found out that the gun season was fun, but it just didn't give enough challenges and that sort of thing. Nowadays, with the archery stuff, the challenge is certainly there. You may think you're in the driver's seat, and it can change in a heartbeat. And I know people who hunt with a bow understand what I'm talking about. It's something that sometimes can be extremely easy, and then it disappears just as fast as it became easy. It can get hard. So it's an enjoyable sport. It's kind of unpredictable, and that's why I enjoy it so much.
And it's quiet.
Oh, yeah. It's stealth. There's
right.
Nothing to it. You don't disturb anybody. Nobody knows you're even there. And you can do some practicing.
Unless you're walking through the woods, crunch, crunch,
that's
crunch.
Right, that's right. That's right.
You know.
That's right. Yep.
But,
and that's happened to me several times.
Exactly. So, and, you know, with the Hunger Games, all the movies, young people have really gotten interested in archery again.
They have. And it's according to the resources that I've, you know, encountered, I think archery is one of the fastest growing sports that there is, and you don't have to be a super athlete, male or female. You can get interested in this and turn yourself into a pretty good archer in a short period of time. And then if you want to step up, it depends on how much time, but if you're willing to donate the time, you can become better and better and eventually become excellent at archery. So it's a great sport.
And it's not just a young person sport.
Absolutely.
You know,
not.
I think that's the other thing. There are so many sports that once you get a little older, you can't run, you can't do this, that, and the other. But archery is not one that.
That's right.
You just need to be able to, I guess, have that good sight, right?
Absolutely. Technology has allowed pretty much any individual to get into it, regardless of your physical capabilities. And because of that, it makes it easier. The draw weights are lighter. The performance is better. So technology has helped everybody, and it makes it an opportunity for all of us to enjoy.
And I understand that you have to know Greg Hughes over there at Hunter's Headquarters, because he's the man.
He's the best there is, in my opinion. I've been several places, encountered a lot of folks that supposedly are well-versed in archery, but Greg, to me, is the leader, the best person that I've ever been to. I wouldn't go anywhere else. I'm fortunate enough, again, to live here in Greenwood, and he and I have known each other for about 25 years now. And anyway, through that process, he's helped me out tremendously, as well as a lot of other folks in our community. So whether you're well-established or a beginner, you know, Hunter's Headquarters and Greg Hughes is a great opportunity to learn more and get the equipment that you need in order to be efficient.
Sure. Now, Lakeland's Archery, you have a website, lakelandsarchery.com?
Correct.
That's
it.
Right. And as a group, what does it take to be a member, or how do you get started with your group, or what do y'all do when you aren't hosting this big Reinhardt 100?
Well, we're out promoting. We've, again, as you mentioned, the way we got started, it's been a long process, but right now you kind of see where we are. We've advanced to this stage, but it's been about a five-year process, and with that, we've had a lot of interest and sponsors from the Greenwood area that have helped us out with donations and materials in order for us to open our doors and actually create our facility. And with the proceeds that we generate from tournaments and other activities that we have, they pretty much are 100% donated back to our facility to improve it and make it something that the community can be proud of and something that they can utilize each and every day.
Well, it's really neat because it's something that I think a lot of people didn't know about. That's the other thing. I mean, I know up there at Hunter's headquarters, they have leagues that meet, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Correct.
And then from that, if you're a member out there, you can go out there and practice and shoot, correct?
It is. That's right. And that's what we do. We've got a membership. You can go online to our webpage, and it gives you our mission statement. It kind of outlines our general rules, which are they're minimal, but they're just good common sense rules. And then we have an application that you can fill out, and it can be either individual or for your family. And either one of them are very affordable, and it gives you the opportunity to come out and enjoy our range. We've got a great practice facility that supports both bag targets and 3D targets, which is a unique opportunity because most practice ranges only provide you with a bag target. We've tried to broaden that scope a little bit and be creative and give you a little more opportunity so you can get excited about seeing an animal standing there.
That's right. So you just kind of appear and there it is.
That's right.
There you go.
It'll kind of get your motor running.
Okay.
It will.
Get your motor running like, should I shoot it or should I run, right? There you go.
That's right.
All right. Now, we also need to mention that Lakeland's Archery is your nonprofit organization.
We are.
Right?
Yes, ma'am. And we've gone through the legal channels to basically head in that direction. We are incorporated with the Secretary of State, and we're also going to be a nonprofit organization. I think the classification is a 501c7, and we have an attorney at the McDonald Law Firm, and she's been very helpful in structuring a lot of our information,
sure,
et cetera, that we can pass along to our members. And so we are headed in that direction. By nonprofit, I do want to share one thing. That means there is no person on a payroll. Everything we do for our facility is gratis. All the work we do is volunteer, and all the proceeds go back into basically making our facility better.
Absolutely. So, again, this is going on this weekend, March 22nd and 23rd. Starts at 7:30 in the morning and goes all day till
approximately 5 o'clock on Saturday, and I think it's going to finish up somewhere around 3:30 or 4 o'clock on Sunday.
So you're going to want to go out there. Now, whether you want to go out there and actually shoot these animals with that bow, or whether you just want to go out as a spectator and just be out in the fresh air and see what other people are doing, and who knows, you might find a fabulous family sport for the whole family.
It's a great opportunity. I hope you'll join us.
I plan to be out there. I want to come out there and see it all.
Wonderful.
So, again, now, you are the last, we call it the last light. It's right there by Daewoo and the construction, what's the name of that rental company?
It's just the United Rental.
United Rental on the right-hand side of the street. On the left-hand side of the street, if you look over to the left, you're going to see that stone house. Right?
Absolutely.
And you'll see cars, and there's going to be signs. But if you get out to Burton Center, you've gone too far.
Correct.
Right.
Turn around and come back and see us.
That's right. There'll be parking right there at the Stone House. And then as that fills up, there'll be parking just across the street at the Dillon
All of those commercial buildings over there.
Right.
They've got a big parking lot and facilities to park probably 150 to 200 cars. So we've got ample parking there, and then we've got also three other areas that will accommodate parking for our range in the back. So we shouldn't have any problems with parking, and we will have some folks there to help give you directions, and there will be maps there to help you go from point A to point B.
That's correct. So this is a huge deal, folks. You may not have heard about it before, but you're hearing about it right here on WCRS. And I certainly hope you're going to go out there, have a great time. The weather is supposed to be good. It's going to dry out, which is important. They're going to have these huge targets. I'm telling you, 100 of them. And you have heard all about it right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Harrison, thanks so much for coming out. We'll be sure to talk about it the rest of the week.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. Hey, that's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.